Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Inspirational Journeys. Today, I want to talk about streamlining your platform to align with the type of books that you write. First of all, let me open this podcast with a word of prayer, as I always do on my solos. And then I will share some things that I have learned over the past 5 years and some changes that are coming to the podcast, but I want to give you some tips and encouragement. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to record this podcast for my viewers and listeners. Lord, give me the words to say that will add value to my listeners. Give me the reflections that will meet with that align with your word and will glorify you, Lord. And may the listeners find value in your in my words today. May my words be pleasing to you. Let my words be your words, Father. Speak through me, Lord, so that I may share the wisdom that I am learning with the listeners and the viewers, Lord. All these things I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So what I mean by that, okay, and I'm learning this with you, so I'm not telling you something that I'm not learning myself, okay? So let's say if you're writing middle grade or you're in the K-12 spot like I am, or you're writing like adult mystery, adult Christian romance, sweet romance, whatever genre you're writing in, your social media platforms, your YouTube channels, your podcast, whatever, you need to streamline that platform, your author platform with what you write. Talk to those authors, make those connections, and become an expert. I'm learning that myself. How am I learning that? From this day forward, you will see a change in the way I do my podcast. Okay. I've been talking to other like devotional authors, authors of various genres, and that was part of my learning platform. And those are still there for those of you that need that. But from here on out, I will be speaking to children's book authors in the authors in the K-12, in the K-12 world to learn their process and to help showcase them. And it'll also glorify God because I feel like that's where God wants me. But I'm also going to be talking about editing, and I will be sharing some platform building tips as I learn. But I'll be talking about giving editing tips and strategies. I will be showcasing the authors whose projects I edit. And I'll also do disability advocacy because, as you will know, I am visually impaired, and I feel it's important for people with disabilities, authors with disabilities, to have a voice as well. So those are the things that I'm going to be focusing on from here on out. So if you see a change in the podcast, that's why. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing for you. If you've done social media on a variety of topics, and even if you are a multi-genre author, if you've been doing social media, YouTube channels on a variety of topics that are not necessarily related to your platform, to your books, in all honesty, that's probably why we're not seeing as much growth as we would like to see. And I know, even though God is in control of all of that and he gives us our platforms, but if we streamline our platforms and focus on the genres we write, focus on talking to the authors we write, and advocating for things that are really near and dear to our hearts, then we will find our audience. We will be able to become experts in our fields. Even if you write nonfiction on a specific topic, if you write how-tos, memoirs, whatever your story is, your story matters. And you have to share your story in a way and connect with other people, with other like-minded people, people who are writing similar stories different stories in similar genres and have similar platforms. Make those connections, give those people a voice, and become an expert in that field, and interview the people that are going to help you grow and transform your author business, whatever your editing business, your cover designing business, whatever it is. And I'm having to learn this myself. So that's why I'm telling you what I've learned. I'm walking beside you in this role as an author. What, think about it this way. I'm going to ask you some questions to think about, okay? What gifts do you have to offer to the world at large? What gifts do you have to offer? What are you an expert in? What topics do you write? Well, expand on those. Create the content for your website, your social media, your YouTube channel, if you run a podcast. Create the content that centers around those plat the that those gifts and talents that you have. That's what I'm doing, and that's what I encourage you to do as well. So I want to thank you for listening to this. And I also want you to take to heart and ask yourself the questions that I have posed here, because I think these are very important questions. So that's what my topic is this week on the podcast. So stay tuned, because I will be doing more solos and having more interviews, and you'll see some changes coming up. But this is my encouragement for you today. And I hope that this podcast episode has richly blessed you. And I would really appreciate it if you would tell your friends and family and leave a review for the podcast, share out the YouTube video and the podcast with other people, because that's how people find us. That's how people find me and find the content that I create, is by word of mouth. So I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm going to pray us out again. And if you have any questions, you can send an email to andwrites75@gmail.com. Or if you have any editing specific questions, you can email theplotstitch@gmail.com. You can also visit my website at andwritesinspiration.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter. You can view my blog posts, and you can also contact me there if you have any questions and you don't feel comfortable just doing it through emails. And you can also follow me at Anne Writes Inspiration on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and even Pinterest. If you're looking for me on Twitter, that's at Anne Writes 75, because Twitter has, I guess you call it, Twitter handle character limits. So I had to do it that way, but at Anne Writes 75 on Twitter. And I'm also at Anne Writes Inspiration on YouTube if you want to subscribe to me over there. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to pray us out. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving me the words to say to glorify you and to give others encouragement and teach them the things that I have learned. May my words be pleasing to you. May my words be your words, and may listeners find value and implement what I have learned and what I have am teaching them through this platform. Thank you so much for giving me the for guiding me to make the changes necessary for the podcast. And I pray that this blesses someone and touches hearts today. All these things I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. And don't forget to streamline your writing by creating content on your platforms that surround it. For again, I'll say it again, when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. And I want to thank you for joining me and on Inspirational Journeys. And there's one thing I want to leave you with. Remember, your story matters. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you next week. So have a blessed day. And let me know what topics you would like to hear about, or if you have any K-12 authors that you would like to recommend for the show, do get in touch. Thanks for joining me. Have a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code inspirationaljourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there, to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code InspirationalJourneys. Happy rating, writing, and celebrate the day. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.